Didn't Obama quietly prepare for fall as the Republican fight? Watching thunder, camping up President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney don't agree on much. But on one subject, officials from both sides are in sync. As the GOP primary race got into its third official month, the biggest winner appeared to be the president, referring to rivals Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, a Romney campaign staffer said. The only person's odds of winning are increasing are President Barack Obama's, arguing it was time for Gingrich and Santorum to depart the red. Several leading Republicans have publicly echoed that sentiment in recent days. Confronted with poll numbers showing the president's job approval rating above 15% for the first time in a month, a far cry from last fall when he was mired in the low 40s. The ongoing Republican infighting has dragged down Romney's favorability rating among swing votes, forced him to accurately pivot right from stance at autumn, which would have resonated with a broader electorate in the fall and led to a series of gaffes that could have been avoided had the former Massachusetts governor sought up the nomination weeks ago. Otherwise, Obama's own campaign machinations have largely skated under the radar, allowing him to appear to be a dog in the room as the Republican candidate fight over contract caption, illegal immigration, the minimum wage, and each other part. It process Obama's favorability among key voting blocs such as women and Latins has jumped significantly, and most important, recent surveys suggest the president has rebounded among independent voters.